der Zeit.
Eine Produktion der Deutschen Welle. Folge 16.
Harry Walcott is trapped in the Black Forest, in time. He is having to experience the same day over and over again. Wednesday, April the 31st. And it's a day which doesn't even exist. But ever since a crazy man called Heinz told him that women are to blame for everything, Harry has a theory.
Now it's clear. Julia is to blame.
Julia is schuld?
Ja.
Your girlfriend Julia? Where do you get that idea?
The text message, of course. Schönen Tag noch. That's her curse.
Ein Fluch?
Ja.
No, that's not a curse. That's a wish, Harry.
Doesn't matter. Julia has put a spell on me.
Halt! Es ist rot!
Wie bitte?
Es ist rot!
Blödmann!
Wie bitte?
Pass auf! Mach die Augen auf!
Shut up!
Harry, he's right. Look where you're going and keep your eyes open. Two commands.
Shut up.
Halt die Klappe. Ah, that's a command, even if it isn't very friendly.
This grammar is killing me.
Harry, schau, ein Obststand.
Huh?
You haven't had breakfast yet.
What?
Schau, that's also a command.
Oh.
The verb schauen, to look.
Oh.
Du schaust, you look. For the imperative in the singular, you just take off the st and you get schau.
So what?
Schau, ein Obststand.
Äpfel, Birnen, Kirschen.
Apples, mmm. Pears.
Lecker, lecker, lecker.
Ah, cherries, mmm. I'm a bit hungry.
Probier.
He wants you to come and try. And he calls you du. So he uses the singular imperative.
And why does he call me du?
The Germans are correct about a lot of things, but, as you see, not about everything. Some people say du to people of their own age.
Their own age? I'm far younger.
Äpfel, Birnen, Kirschen.
Probier. Einen Apfel, bitte.
Nimm einen.
Nimm from nehmen. He's asking you to choose the best apple.
Nimm einen.
Der Apfel ist schön.
Das macht 50 Cent.
50 Cent? Hier, bitte.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
Ja, lecker, lecker.
Now out with it. Why on earth do you think that Julia has put a spell on you?
Well, yesterday, on April 30th...
You were both touring on the bikes, and then?
Almost as soon as we got to the hotel, Julia started to get on my nerves again. She wanted me to...
Das Zentrum des Unwetters befindet sich über Niederangelbach im
Heute ist Walpurgisnacht.
Today is... What?
Walpurgisnacht. Hexenfest. Da gehen wir hin. Komm.
Walpurgis Night. Witches Sabbath. Oh, I'm dead tired. Forget about it.
Ach, komm schon.
Oh, I'd rather watch television.
Bitte schau nicht fern. Komm. Guck jetzt nicht Fernsehen.
No, I mean it.
Sei nicht so. Steh auf.
No, I'm not getting up.
Bitte geh mit mir zur Walpurgisnacht.
No, I'm not. Hey, 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 what's going on?
Du gehst mit mir zur Walpurgisnacht. Komm jetzt.
Yeah, and so that's how we ended up spending the evening.
The Witches' Sabbath is celebrated in many places in Germany. On the night before May the 1st, people welcome the spring and drive out the evil with fire. There's a parallel tradition which goes back centuries that on this night, the witches are especially active. So this dance into May, as the night is also called, is often a witches' celebration with people dressing up and dancing. So did you go with her?
Julia is an expert in the imperative. I didn't have much choice.
And how was it?
It was spooky.
Ooh.
There were these huge fires burning everywhere. Then these women were dressed in costumes, jumping wildly through the fire, riding on brooms. Oh, and they wore these ugly masks with long noses and wards.
Sieben und acht, dann ist vollbracht.
And they recited strange incantations.
Und neun ist eins.
Und zehn ist keins.
Das ist das Hexen einmal eins.
Hey, they were real witches and Julia is one of them.
Das Hexen einmal eins, witches counting song, is not an incantation. It comes from Faust by Goethe, Germany's greatest poet. Goethe is one of the most famous authors in world literature.
It's all the same to me what they call it in Germany.
I can't believe it. Harry Rational Walcott believes in witches. Hey, where are you off to?
I'm going to the place where they had the party. I'm going to find out about these witches.
Helft Harry. Lernt Deutsch. dw.com/Harry.